8 p.m., grow and watch time at Leroy's Jewelers. Perfect gifts for June brides, graduates, anniversaries can be found in Leroy's wide selections. Nothing down, Leroy's easier terms, 633 South Broadway.
A pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You'd never guess, but Avalon's cost you less.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with Red Foley, Jeanette, Edna Stilwell, the Avalon Chorus, Bob Strong and his orchestra, and Red Skelton. The orchestra opens with Step Up and Shake My Hand. When you find a product with just one distinct advantage that makes it superior to all others, well, you'll gladly give it a trial, won't you? Well, Avalon cigarettes have two all-important advantages. Highest quality, exceptional economy. Points of marked superiority that have made them the outstanding cigarette buy of today. Avalons are union-made from an unsurpassed blend of the world's finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos. Millions of smokers say you couldn't get finer quality cigarettes, regardless of price, regardless of brand. That's why you'd never guess that Avalon's cost you less. Only 10 cents for a full pack of 20. Yes? Only 10 cents plus any city or state tax. Highest quality cigarettes at a worthwhile saving. Avalon certainly deserve a trial. Why not get a pack tonight? We give you now the only man in radio who is 25 and already collecting Social Security on his jokes, Red Skelton.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Del, you've heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den?
Yes, I have.
Well, last Thursday, I went to New York and saw Nova in the bear's den. Oh, what a fight. The first round, Bear looked like he was born with gloves on. The 11th round, he looked like he was going to die the same way. I wanted Miss Stilwell to go to the fight with me, but she was so modest she refused. Just because the newspaper says, tonight, Nova will fight Bear. I love fights. When I was a little kid, I was the problem child of the neighborhood. Every time I'd show my face, all the other kids would start running. But they never caught me. I'll never forget the first fight I had. I walked out, center of the ring, I took off my robe to show my chest, and a washboard winked at me. I only lost one fight in my entire career, though. I misunderstood the referee's instructions. I knocked my opponent down. The referee yelled, run to a neutral corner. The only one I could think of was Randolph and State. My next big fight was in the Madison Square Garden. The second round, I said to my opponent, you're yellow. He's yellow. I was black and blue. I drew back to hit him, and I hear a bong. It was the bell. Boy, was I nervous. At first, I thought it was the horseshoe fell out of my glove. I carried a horseshoe in my glove that night. It didn't do much good, though. I think the other guy had the whole horse in his. No kidding, that guy knocked me so cold, he had to carry me out with a pair of ice tongs. Well, I think I've been out here punching around long enough, so I'll step out of the ring and let Red Foley step in with, I'm Building a Sailboat of Dreams. Here, all yours.
Thank you. twilight has gone and the world slumbers on, I'm building a sailboat of dreams. Each star up above knows my secret of love, I'm building a sailboat of dreams. Someday, someday I will sail away and find you somewhere, my darling. But till dreams all come true, till the day I find you, I'll keep building a sailboat of dreams. Come true till the day I find you. I'll keep building a sailboat of dreams.
When it comes to making special arrangements, Bob says, "Give me my honey's love and art."
Pardon me.
Well, Red, listen, you better do something about that cough.
Yeah, I think I'm going down to Hot Springs, Virginia this week.
Virginia has cured a lot of hams, you know.
Yes, it is. Hey, who said that? Was that you, Del?
No, it wasn't me, Red.
Well, who made the crack about the ham?
Did someone call me?
Yeah. Hiya, Bob Strong.
Say, I hear you weren't feeling so well this week.
Well, I feel better now. My high blood pressure is normal. My heart actions are normal, and my pulse is normal.
Don't you wish you were?
Yeah. Who is that guy, anyhow?
Oh, that's my new fiddle player, Roger Donaldson.
Oh.
I'm making some improvements in the band, and he's one of them.
Yeah, some improvement. But confidentially, Bob, the boys have improved since they learned how to read music.
Yes, and with the six men I've added, the band will be better than ever.
Six men? Who are they?
Well, there's Joe Strongin and Felix Strongman, Carl Strongdale, and Pete High Strongman.
They're all in on their merits, of course.
Oh, sure.
That's only five, including Roger. Who's the sixth man?
Oh, that's Jack Warner, the drummer.
Jack Warner? With a name like that, how'd he ever get in your band?
Oh, he married my sister.
Oh. There's a connection somewhere. Say, tell this Roger to keep quiet while we're on the air, will you?
Oh, I've got to be very careful with him, Red.
Careful with a fiddle player? Why?
Well, he knows his onions.
Yeah, shouldn't he know something about a violin, too? I mean...
let me show him, Bob.
Go ahead, Roger boy.
Roger boy? I've heard better on We the People.
What do you think of that, Skelton?
What do I think of it? Well, just take the first three letters of Loud and add the last three letters of Jersey.
Hello, Del. Hiya, Red.
Hiya.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Punkins.
Punkins? Say, what's going on around here? I thought I was your steady fella, Edna.
Steady? If you were any steadier, you'd be motionless.
I want a real boyfriend.
Yeah?
I need a Gable type. My lips are burning, my eyes are scorching, my tongue is waxing warm with words, and my face is aflame.
Ah, yes, Snee, flaming youth.
Well, Edna, I'm your man.
Yes, Bob, but will you love me when I'm old?
Love you? I'll idolize you. I'll worship the ground under your little feet. I'll... Say, you're not going to look like your mother, are you?
Oh, boy.
Now what's the matter?
If a loaf of bread was as old as those jokes, what a marvelous turkey dressing it would make.
Who said that? Who is it, Red?
I don't know. Some droop in the band. Droop. Let it go.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Skip.
Yeah?
Hey, let me hear you pronounce your vowels.
My vowel? A-E-I-O-U. How's that?
Your A's all right, but your I-O-U is no good.
Yeah. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all. Say, Bully's going high class on us. Saying you all. He used to say you-uns.
Ah, gone with the dawn, but honey lamb, you sugar pie. I was mad about y'all.
What's the matter with you, Foley? You know, a guy'd have to be crazy to know what you're talking about.
Well, thanks, Red. I'm glad we understand each other. But listen, don't think I'm crazy, because if Mr. Selznick thought so, he wouldn't have sent for me to play a part in that picture, Gone with the Wind.
Now, wait a minute. Don't start bragging that you're going to be in Gone with the Wind.
Why not? Isn't it something to blow about? Say, I'm going to play Scarlet O'Foley.
Scarlet, you mean Scarlet O'Hara. That's a woman's part, though. Can you play a woman?
Can I? Show me the woman. Well, I got to go now. So long, Edna, honey.
Honey? Where did he get that honey stuff? He knows you're my girl.
Your girl?
Yes, my girl.
Why, don't even talk to me, you dope.
I'm a dope. I'm a dope?
Stop bragging, Skelton.
Listen, that's a good one. Too bad it wasn't in the script. Don't interrupt me when I speak.
Don't speak when I'm interrupting.
Listen, Bob, Edna's my girl and that settles it.
You can't talk to me like that. Take off your glasses.
Okay. What glasses? Those are circles under my eye.
Well, take them off.
Now, wait a minute, boys. No fighting over me. I'll give each of you a test. Now, Bob, you leave the room and I'll test Red.
Okay.
It's all right with me. What kind of a test?
Well, you make love to me.
Yeah.
Then I'll let Bob make love to me.
Yeah.
And the best man will win.
Oh, that'll be a cinch for me. Did you ever hear tell of Don 1?
Yeah.
I mean, his brother, Don 2.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, Edna, dearest, don't laugh now. I'm making love. Oh, Edna, dearest, look through yon window. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. What a combination.
Is that thing showing again?
Yeah. Well, what do I do next?
Well, put your arm around me.
Yeah, okay.
Now hold me closer.
Yeah, you've been eating potatoes again, huh?
Closer. I can still breathe.
Yeah.
Now, put the other arm around me.
Yeah. Now what do I do?
Oh, send for Bob Strong.
Yeah.
The title, I Never Knew Heaven Could Speak. The picture, Rose of Washington Square, and the songstress, our own lovely Jeanette.
I never knew heaven could speak, but now I do. I learned it through a conversation with you. I never knew heaven could dance, but now I do. With every step, another little dream comes true. I always thought heaven was somewhere, way up high in the sky up above. I never thought heaven was someone like you for me to love. I never knew heaven could hold such tender charms. I never knew heaven could be here in my arms. Heaven was somewhere, way up high in the sky up above. I never thought heaven was someone like you for me to love. I never knew heaven could hold such tender charms. I never knew heaven could be here in my arms.
Friends, here are facts, convincing facts that you can't overlook. Millions upon millions of people have switched to Avalon cigarettes in preference to all other brands. And the reason? Well, Avalons have more to offer. Yes, they give you highest quality. They're made from a superb blend of the choicest Turkish and domestic tobaccos and still cost only 10 cents per pack. Only 10 cents plus any city or state tax. Now, that repeated saving time after time on every pack you smoke means many, many extra dollars saved every year. Now, friends, remember this. You can pay more, but you can't get finer quality cigarettes than Avalon's. Try a pack tonight. You'd never guess they cost you less.
They're very well spoken there, Dell.
Well, thank you, Red. Yeah. Thank you very much. By the way, are we doing a sketch tonight?
Yes, we're going to do a little skit called The Case of the Stolen Plans, or Who's Got Hands in the Plans? Now, I'll play the part of Ace Skelton, a crack newspaper reporter, and Edna Stilwell will play the part of a sob sister. And as the scene opens, I'm sitting in my office planning big things.
Hello? Yeah. For you, Skelton.
Oh, thanks a lot. Deal me out this hand, boys. Hello, Skelton talking.
Skelton?
Yeah?
This is Green of the FBI speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Put out the waterfront and see whether you can dig up any data on the international spy ring.
The international spy ring? Okay, Chief, I'll get right on it. Well, my car's downstairs, so come on, Edna. We'll bust up this spy ring or my name is Mud.
Okay, Mud.
Yeah.
Can't this car go any faster?
Wait till I get it in third. It'll go faster, but I'm too tired to get out in fourth.
Say, where do you expect to find this spy ring?
Oh, I don't know. Down around the waterfront, someplace. Hey, snap on that radio.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Shame, shame on Patrolman Patrick O'Brien. He only sold two tickets to the Patrolman's ball.
is this?
Calling all spies.
That's us.
Calling all spies.
Here it comes now.
General meeting tonight in the old warehouse at the corner of Hickory and Dickory.
That's right close to the dock.
Tonight's password is tomatoes are cheaper.
Tomatoes are cheaper.
These messages come to you through the courtesy of Sly's Electric Chairs. Remember, if you got a fry, demand Sly. That is all.
Oh, gee, now we're out of gas. We better hail a taxi. Here's one over here. Come on, gee, what a funny-looking cab. Hey, taxi, are you engaged?
Engaged? Say, I don't even have a girl.
Hercules, a cab driver.
Yes, I'm a big, gruff, rough cabbie. And you know, Mr. Skelton, it's a lot of fun driving a taxi cab.
Yeah?
You run into a lot of nice people.
You mean you hit pedestrians?
Oh, good heavens, no. Why, this cute little old cab wouldn't hit anybody. It's yellow. Well, where to, Mr. Skelton?
Well, take me down on the corner of Hickory and Dickory.
Yes, sir, Hickory. Oh, say, that's the toughest part of town. They'll kill you down there.
They'll what?
They'll kill you.
They wouldn't dare.
Well, why are you going down there?
I'm going to look for spies.
Well, do you have to go down there to look for them?
Sure.
Why, goodness me, it's so tough down there. When a kitten wants a bowl of milk, he hijacks a cow.
Well, we got to get down there. Get going, Herky. Skelton never flinches. I hope.
Push in the clutch. Drag it back out.
Hey, now, take it a little easier there. Go slower, Herky. You're going to hit something.
Oh, for goodness sake, keep your shirt on. Why, I know every ash can and telephone pole along here. Oh, excuse me. I guess I wasn't introduced to that one.
The driver.
At last. Well, here we are. That'll be 50 cents, please.
I'll pay you as soon as I get off the floor.
Here's 20 cents on account.
On account of what?
On account I haven't got the other 25 cents. 30 cents.
My goodness. My. Mr. Skelton. No tip or anything.
Nope.
Why, you're tighter than a $1.98 pair of shoes in the rain.
Got a bigger laugh with Girdle.
Well, so long, Mr. Skelton. I'm getting out of here before the rats drag my taxi down the store.
Don't drive away. Gee, this is a creepy-looking place, isn't it? What was that password again, Edna?
Tomatoes are cheaper. And don't look so scared.
Who's scared? Snappy lines you have this week, too, by the way. I'll knock on the door and see if anybody's here. Nobody there. Let's go.
Now, what's the matter? Are you getting chicken-hearted?
Who, me? The great Skelton? The bravest guy in all this city? Getting chicken-hearted?
I hope to tell you I am.
I hear someone coming to the door.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want?
Tomatoes are cheaper.
Ah, can that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't be a detective or a newspaper man.
Well, not in Liv.
I mean, maybe we spies had better get down to business, huh?
Very well, come on in.
Okay.
Say, I think all the spies are here. Now I'll call the roll.
Okay.
Sammy the Spider?
Here.
Homer the Hornet?
Here.
Willie the Wasp?
Uh-oh.
Willie the Wasp?
Uh-oh.
Willie the Wasp!
Yeah.
Why didn't you answer?
I didn't hear you the first two times.
And who are you, stranger?
I'm Mickey the Rat.
And I'm Minnie the Mouse.
Okay, now for some sinister business. Sammy the Spider, have you got that secret code message figured out?
All finished, Chief, and it's just what we taught.
All right, read it.
Cubs 10, Brooklyn 5.
Now, men, we have a very important job coming up. The Lukrainian government will pay $10,000 to find out what happened to Vyomir Bestushin.
Oh, yeah? Say, I better phone up the newspaper and tell them I got a big story.
Hey, you mean you're not a spy either?
Yeah. What do you mean, either?
Well, I'm from Scotland Yard.
I'm a G-man. I'm a Secret Service man.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Night falls, the moon rises as Red Foley and the Avalon Chorus create the musical image in the chapel in the moonlight.
There's a little old church that's covered with moss, where I held your hand tenderly. I often go there to gaze at the cross and dream that you'll come back to me. How I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight, while we're strolling down the aisle where roses entwine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight that the love light in your eyes forever will shine.
Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be till the moonlight turns.
How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, "Oh, promise me."
Fine, Bob Strong. Well, remember, friends, when you can get supreme quality in Avalon's for less, why pay more? Next time, ask for Avalon.
And don't forget your change.
Yes, Avalon cigarettes, dear friends, cost several cents less than others. You too can save this difference like all of us Avalon brothers. Each pack is wrapped in cellophane, each pack is union made. No wonder folks from coast to coast say Avalon's lead the parade. So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Well, Del, that just about winds up everything, don't it?
That's about all, Red.
Yeah. Mr. Skelton.
Yes.
Your car awaits you.
It does? What'd you say?
I said your Rolls is waiting for you.
Yeah, so's his coffee.
Yeah. What's the use? Good night, folks.
Be with us next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. Del King speaking. Good night, everybody. Heard this evening was the selection Snug as a Bug in a Rug from the Gracie Allen murder case. Red Skelton came to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Station KFI, Los Angeles.